Hey, what's up, guys? Riding for Wings here. I am the Link. We got Connor the Dark Ganon Lordy guy, Dylan the Clowny Clown, a Dalek, and Tingle.
So inconsistent. I love it.
I definitely like the name. Huh?
Tingle. Bravo. Why don't you fuck up the intro like you're supposed to?
Oh, I was supposed to? No, I'm supposed to.
It's the 10th episode. You're supposed to do something big, something wild, go crazy.
Oh, yes, it is our 10th episode, 10th episode extravaganza anniversary thingy. Yay, if I had party poppers, I would pop them.
Wee!
I get it. It's a reference.
It is?
To ourselves. Matt said that. Like, last week.
Wait, guys, I got it. Get ready, okay?
Ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Ready? I'm ready. I'm not ready.
Okay, listen.
Tony's not ready, wait.
Blew a party popper in my face.
That just sounds painful.
That
it kind of was.
Suggestive.
Fuzz is going to smell of smoke for the entire thing.
Good.
Oh,
more if you want me to use them.
The goal is to make him
do
pass
it
out.
Do it. Start a new trend. So, yeah.
All right. What a roaring start.
I know, right?
Oh.
Roaring
literally.
Stuff, yeah.
Okay, wait, Connor, did you mention the good news? I was away for like 5 seconds, but...
What?
What?
The good news about actually being on the top 100.
Oof. Oh, yeah, we made it to the top 100 at one point.
Oh, yeah, because that's
wait,
just,
wait,
you know.
Wait, you're off of it now?
No, it fluctuates.
Oh. Lame.
It's math.
Just permanently be in the top 100.
That'd be cool.
That would be.
Forever.
It's being
yes.
The top one.
Never leave.
Yeah.
Or negative one.
Yes. So popular, you're more. So popular, you're unpopular.
We're hipster.
That's how we
yes.
Roll.
Yeah.
We're hipster.
Not triangles.
Hipster triangles.
Triforce.
Oh.
Triforce. Oh,
I don't
God,
have
something smells like burgers, and I really want burgers right now.
Then go get burgers.
I don't have burgers.
Go get them.
Go
how,
to the
where,
store.
How,
go to the store and buy some burgers.
I can't just walk down to the store.
Yeah, you can.
I'll pass out from hunger by the time I get there. Well, before I get there.
You can do it.
No, I can't.
Go
besides,
what?
I'm in the middle of podcasting.
We have faith in you, Tony.
Bring
we
your
can
computer
always do
with
a
you.
Musical interlude.
Bring
an
your
hour-long
computer.
Musical interlude while
oh,
I go
God.
Down to McDonald's and grab a burger and then eat it and come back.
Bring... Bring your computer with you and your internet.
Ow, what? Eh?
Put it on wheels
wait.
And a lot of extension cords.
How do I Skype, transfer it to the extension cord and keep power?
Put Magic. Skype on your phone.
That's
there you go.
Actually, I actually can put Skype on my brother's PSP.
Do it.
Dude, I could probably put Skype on my Android phone.
Yeah.
And
do
it. Happen on mine.
We got to do that sometime now. We all got to Skype from portable devices.
Yeah, I've got
I'm
PSP,
sure that connection
so.
Would be perfect.
And I am now lockpicking. Ooh,
the
first try.
Wait, are you
you're
playing
still playing
Fallout?
You're still playing Fallout during... Okay.
Yes.
Not judging,
wow.
But just asking why.
Games, look at the focused hero of our story.
You know what? I'm hungry, okay? Josh.
What does that have to do with playing Fallout 3?
Yeah, that's
it
yeah.
Sates my hunger.
Nope,
I don't know.
Doesn't.
No.
Eat the game disc, maybe.
All arguments are invalid.
Are you going to eat your hard drive?
No.
Yes.
Besides, it's inside the Xbox now.
Painful.
You can still eat the hard drive. Because you can still remove the hard drive. Do you not know the inner workings of the Xbox? You can remove the hard drive from the new ones. It's just hidden more.
Huh. Well, I wouldn't want to take it out.
I'll be exterminated.
Oh, God. Is
not
that really going to start?
Yes, do it.
No.
It sounds like a bad idea.
I support your decision.
I disapprove.
What the balls?
What, the Dalek's exterminating. I can't stop it.
Yes, you can. Stop pushing buttons.
You did claim to be the doctor, so you're supposed to, like, save us.
Nonsense, I'm not the doctor. According to Tony, I'm a Dalek.
Oh, right.
Dang it, Tony.
Dang it, Tony.
Dang it, Bobby.
Funny joke of the week. Hey, guys.
What?
Funny joke of my butt.
Yeah, that. What do you call a fish with no eye?
A camera. I don't know.
I don't
Jesus.
Know.
Jesus.
Fish.
What?
It's like fish.
But you can't even pronounce the punchline.
It's fish.
Or is that how you're supposed to pronounce
it's,
it?
It's fish. I figured
it out. I wasn't understanding it.
I got one.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh. Really got one.
What?
What do you call a dustpan with a gun and a plunger?
What?
A Dalek.
What a fish. That's not a pun.
Yeah, that's not
it's not a pun, but it's a hilarious joke.
Okay.
It's actually how people describe Daleks.
See, I made a demotivational style poster a long while back.
I love how every time he screws up when he's talking, he does that.
Yeah, I do stuff. But yeah, I photoshopped a picture of a Dalek to have its arm, its plunger arm, like raised up in the air at an angle, with like a Nazi hat and badge on. And I the big text said exterminate, and the smaller text said I'm a horrible person.
One that's the worst thing about that.
What?
They've got a newer episode of Doctor Who where the Daleks are fighting against the Nazis.
What? Didn't they do that already?
No, it's one of the newer episodes. It's season 5 of the newer series. That's a newer episode.
Is that one of the ones you showed me, or is this a different
one? Yes, that is one of the ones I showed you. Okay. Where Justin asked me a weird question. Not you, Justin. A different Justin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Just good to clarify.
Yeah, I just met you, so I don't
was just like, I've never met you before. Just a little confused.
So he asked me some questions about how... Yeah, it's a weird episode. Every episode's weird.
I have a punny joke.
Oh God. Boy.
God help us all.
Some friars needed to raise money, so they opened up a small florist shop. Since everyone liked to buy flowers from the men of God, the rival florist across town thought the competition was unfair. He asked the good fathers to close down, but they would not. He went back and begged the friars to close. They ignored him. He asked his mother to plead with them. They ignored her, too. Finally, the rival florist hired Hugh McTaggart, the roughest and most vicious thug in town, to persuade them to close. Hugh beat up the friars and thrashed their store, saying he'd be back if they didn't close shop. Terrified, they did so, thereby proving, are you ready, that Hugh, and only Hugh, can prevent florist friars.
That's funny.
It was not funny.
Yes, it was. That was actually quite a good joke.
I love these books, honestly. They're, oh God.
That's what she said.
What? What? Who said that?
What? Did you ever did you when you did you
did
cool. That video.
This is great, guys.
Right? We're so best good at episode. This thing.
Best episode ever, right?
Yes.
It's improving.
I don't know about that.
Slow. It's debatable.
Slowly.
Yeah, that's debatable, definitely.
We're not.
I can dream.
We're not retreating. We're advancing in a different direction.
We're advancing backwards.
I like the Yogg's cast.
You should just keep that app like ready at all times.
Oh no, it's not an app. I actually have to talk into it.
Oh no, not yours. He's talking about the one I have.
What one? What you got?
Hold
it's
on.
It's Yogg's cast soundboard.
It is.
Go wait. Have it ready.
Yes.
What?
I am.
Ah!
I push button.
God, this soundboard sucks here.
I like Lewis's the laugh and then the God, man, bitch. It's great.
You no take Kendall.
No, get away, TARDIS. No, no.
So like, Tony's playing Fallout.
I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Not yes, right you are. Don't lie.
Moment.
You were.
I'm sitting with my news story open, waiting.
Oh.
Me too.
You want to start that?
I've been waiting.
Oh, Connor's holding us up, apparently.
Oh, now it's all nice. It's
all nice. Well, that's new.
Wow.
Tables have turned.
Okay.
How the turntables.
Balls to him.
Can I start with my news thingy?
Go ahead.
Go yes. for it.
News thingy. Okay. This is from an article, Trainwreck of the Week. Are you offended by the Arabic term haboob?
No.
Apparently.
Do you know what a haboob is? Sure, it's funny sounding, but it's also got a legitimate meteorological term for... No, but it is also...
Meteorological?
Yeah. It is also a legitimate meteorological term for the megadust storms ravaging central Arizona lately. But it's also of Middle Eastern descent, and that is proving entirely unacceptable to some Arizona residents, according to the New York Times.
Wait. Arizona's the state that also declared that cops can basically whenever ask, hey, you got your birth certificate and proof of not being an illegal immigrant? Isn't it like the one country, the one state in the U.S. that's trying
the
to
one
alienate
country in the U.S.
Who carries their birth certificate on them?
We're
right? crying out loud.
Well, you know, he's Mexican. He has to get away with it somehow when he's driving around in Arizona.
Because you know, I do that all the time.
Sorry for derailing the topic.
To you know, go visit my aunt in Arizona.
Yes.
Okay, but in a quote, I am insulted that local TV news crews are now calling this kind of storm a haboob. Don Yance, a resident of Gilbert, Arizona, wrote to the Arizona Republic after a particularly fierce mile-high dust storm swept through the state on July 5th. How do they think our soldiers feel coming back to Arizona and hearing some Middle Eastern term?
What?
Wait, so that's that. Okay.
Okay.
It's just, yeah.
I don't know.
Diane Robinson of Wickenburg, Arizona, agreed, saying the state's dust storms are unique and ought to be labeled as such. Excuse me, Mr. Weatherman, she said in a letter to the editor. Who gave you the right to use the word haboob in describing our recent dust storm? While you may think there are similarities, don't forget that in these parts our dust is mixed with the whoop of the Indian's dance, the progression of the cattle herd, and warning of the rattlesnake as it lifts its head to strike. We
Can
have our own culture too, sir.
I don't even want to hear the rest of what she's saying. I already want to punch her.
Yeah, we have our own culture too, sir, and we don't take kindly to being robbed of it. What are you talking about, lady? What? Oh, for Christ's sake.
People are so smart.
Under that quoted segment, they read like prank Dear Abby letters, but unfortunately, there's no reason to believe that these aren't real. Arizona State climatologist Randy Cerveni says haboob has been used by years for meteorologists. Meteorologists.
Meteorologists.
Way to go.
The media usually avoid it because they don't think anyone will understand it, he says. Does this seem reasonable to you? Should we also banish candy, sofa, algebra, or, you know, numbers? Because those are Arabic as well.
Oh, I get what they're saying there.
You're so smart.
These people. Oh my god.
People are retarded. No, right?
Wait. Could I go with mine next? Because I've really got another example of people being ridiculous stupid.
Go ahead.
Go right.
I was going to go with a magnet boy, but no, this fits perfectly. New Mexico man. I can never say this word.
Indicted.
It's written stupid then.
Yeah, I used to be also.
Tainted yogurt case.
I read this article.
You were the...
I was going to pick it, but I decided not to.
I thought you were going to pick it, so I almost didn't. That's why I had Magnet Boy up.
No, I got a different one.
But yeah, A New Mexico man was indicted. That word is spelled stupidly. After police said he was linked through DNA samples to semen-tainted yogurt samples handed to a grocery store. Anthony Garcia, 32, appeared in court Thursday after being indicted.
I have a question. Who fapped in the yogurt?
Apparently he did. And he was also the one handing it out. But yeah, he was in court for charges of adulterating food and
That's the term? Adulterating food. That's great.
Adulterating food, yes.
That's almost as great as in The Past We Choose by Sully Erna when they were in court for larceny of bread.
What?
But yeah, so the attorney going against this guy said, "No one should have to endure this type of experience." She or he accepts a food sample while shopping for groceries.
I don't want to take food samples anymore now.
Oh, yeah, God.
The same way.
So I feel safe.
How did they manage to do that without even...
I don't know. It says here Garcia in shackles did not enter a plea to the two courts. His public defender, John Van Butcher, was not available for comment after business hours Thursday.
Why would you fap into the yogurt?
So wait, so it was stuff they had on sample?
Yeah, it was samples being handed out.
And how did he know?
There was a woman.
Yeah, there was a woman. Officers responded to the store after a woman called to report an employee had given her what she was told was a yogurt sample. The woman told police she believed it was actually a bodily fluid.
Oh, so she so apparently, it, so it was yeah. entirely ew.
I find it even more amusing that it was a woman who recognized it.
So she knew it.
A woman.
I feel bad for anybody who ate that.
Oh, God.
I feel bad to have to tell that person, yeah, you were at the grocery store the day they were handing out these semen-tainted samples. Sorry.
Hope you didn't eat any of it.
To make it seem like a yogurt sample.
You know, if it tasted good, I mean...
But how...
We can have a quickie behind the dumpster, what?
But how do you produce that much?
No, I don't think it's literally that he was handing out cups of his semen. I think it was supplemented with the yogurt.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Oh, Tony thought it was, like, all of it.
That's what it sounded like after that explanation.
Bart cow. There you go. You can milk him for semen, yes.
Oh.
Let's go there.
But that just brings me back to my original question. Why did he fap into the yogurt?
Maybe he's just going to get a kick out of it, probably.
Oh, God.
He's probably bored.
He's just, I'm bored. I'm going to go fap into some yogurt.
What the hell?
Yeah, the attorney against him said that he will vigorously pursue anyone who deliberately taints food for the purpose of harming innocent customers for malicious pranks or for deviant sexual gratification.
Oh, God.
It's on your resume.
Maybe he didn't want to work there anymore.
That is...
No, that was... This is the attorney.
Oh, no, I mean, like, I'm just saying, like, in general, maybe the guy who did it didn't want to work there anymore.
Well, clearly he just wanted to go to jail if that's what he was aiming for.
Dumb enough that he didn't think he would go to jail for it.
Maybe he's done it so many times before, and this was the first time he was caught.
Oh.
Maybe
don't even think of that. That's just
about getting caught.
Hey Connor, look at my new post.
I think you could be doing
where?
That. One sec. I've got someone at my door. Someone start with the next story.
Tumblr.
Somebody go.
Somebody go.
Somebody go.
Okay. mine's not as okay. So I don't know how much you guys have been hearing about Google+, but
yeah. Yeah,
in my opinion, it kind of came out of nowhere. Yeah. And in 3 weeks, they already have 20 million people.
I saw that article. I considered talking about it, but
it's a little ridiculous. Just because I was on Facebook earlier, and they had a whole at least I don't know, about a week's worth of posts just about nothing, about how great Google Plus is and how much it destroys Facebook and everything.
Nice.
And right here, so far the sailing has been mostly smooth. On Wednesday, Web Traffic Watch, Watcher.com, Score, Inc., estimated Google Plus has 20 million unique visitors since its launch, including 5 million visitors from U.S. A Google spokesperson declined to comment. And so, yeah, which
why
is a little unfortunate.
Why would you decline to comment?
I know, you're doing very well, but, you know, you're just so bad.
Maybe he's shy.
Maybe they didn't want to say, we're the next Facebook.
Yeah. Well,
they're basically Facebook, except not Facebook.
Well,
I have a Google Plus.
Well,
I never used it.
A Wall Street Journal poll says if you're asked, are you thinking about joining Google Plus? 82.4% said yes. 19.2% said no. 8.5% said undecided.
Damn.
It's.
Exterminated.
I couldn't help it.
Hey, well, the interesting thing is that it says still the growth of Google Plus has impressed observers because access to it is by invitation only.
That
meaning
is
people can only
impressive.
Join if a current member invites them, and the company hasn't yet marketed the service to more than 1 billion monthly visitors to use its search engine, Gmail, and other services.
That is really impressive for an invite-only thing.
Exactly.
Although
I'm calling bullshit
Google,
on that.
I mean, well, yeah, it is Google, but still, in like 3 weeks, I mean, 20 million people, and you have to be invited in order to join. It's just
wait. I'm calling bullshit on this just because. Think about this: how are these people connecting with other people because of the other social mediums that already exist? The only reason
it's true
is because things like Facebook and Twitter have been around so long that they've been able to make it thrive.
I got my invite through Facebook. From people asking if we wanted an invite.
Val was going to invite me via AIM, but I didn't have a Gmail account, and I was having trouble making one, and it was just troublesome.
Wait. You've got a YouTube account.
I have a YouTube account.
If you have a YouTube account, you can get a Google account.
Oh, interesting.
With the same name. Although I already had it. I had both already, and then they did the merger thing, so I was like, what do I do now? I became me.
All right. Just anyone want to go next?
I'll go next.
I can go again.
Say the same news story.
No, I can talk about Magnet Boy.
Oh, no, I'll go. Mine's just about Apple ending the white MacBook and replacing it with the MacBook Air. Yes, I have already complained about this.
Hey, for days and days and days.
Yeah. $1,000 for a computer that doesn't have a CD drive.
That's a little ridiculous.
The CD drive is just dying. It's the floppy disk of now.
But it's also 1.6 gigahertz.
Which is hilarious. It's just hilarious.
By flash drive. Or storage drive, whatever.
Flash drive.
Yeah, it's a flash drive. That's all it has.
It doesn't even have a hard drive. It's just a flash drive.
I want that so bad now, you know?
Okay.
But it's funny because of how weak the processor is. I've got four processors on my computer, and each one of them is more powerful than the a Mac processor.
That's pretty sad.
It is.
So,
did you just buy it? Like, is it a typical consumer item?
What?
Your computer.
Oh, a quad-core processor? Yeah, it's pretty, you can buy it, although now it's i7s and whatnot, but yeah, you could use
it. You mean, like, is it something that someone could commonly obtain, or is
yeah,
it...
You don't go off, and I didn't go and just search for a bunch of processors and throw them in my computer, and there you go.
They're hanging out the side of it, held by duct tape. I want to make a duct tape computer.
Yes.
For some reason, every time that I hear the word core, like as in like, you know, quad core processor, stuff like that,
space,
I kind of imagine like the cores being just big energy balls just inside the computer supplying energy.
That'd be epic. But unfortunately, that's not true.
Yeah.
Well, if you have liquid cooling, you could look like you have that going on.
I want to get an Alienware computer, but they're so damn expensive.
Oh, just paying for the branding.
Do not get an Alienware.
I mean, I know I'm not going to, because it's just far too much money. I'm just saying, if they were easily attainable, yeah, I probably would.
It's better to build your own because it's cheaper.
Exactly, building your own. That's what I did, and it's just much cheaper.
Right.
Dylan.
Yo, what?
Oh,
I'm back.
You're the last one left.
But you got to start, Dylan. If you had to turn down the semen yogurt, what have you got?
Oh, yeah. Island Park, Idaho. Cleanup crews have finished clearing honey and an estimated 14 million bees that got loose after a delivery truck overturned on an Idaho highway.
Oh, my.
Jesus.
Holy crap.
Not the bees!
Not the bees.
Onlookers reported an odd black cloud roaring noise before realizing what it was.
My God.
Oh, God.
Just something like a nightmare the right there.
Over again.
It's like a movie there.
Yeah, apparently this semi-truck that was hauling more than 400 hives and honey from California to North Dakota, the driver, like, veered off the road, and it, like, flipped and threw all these bees everywhere.
That's amazing.
I want to know who made the purchase.
I would be afraid.
Who ordered like that many bees?
Somebody in North Dakota. I don't know. Honeymakers?
Wait. So it was an entire semi-truck filled with beehives.
Yeah, it was like a flatbed trailer with just a bunch of beehives laid on it.
No, that's worse.
Because they have a picture at the back of it, and there's a crap ton of bees still on there.
Banded up. So many bees doing that.
They kind of like banded up killing the bees.
Oh. It's even worse.
No, I would kill them.
They sprayed fire foam on them on the truck. They had to spray fire foam before any responder could actually go in and do anything.
Wait, what is fire foam?
It's the foam that people spray at fires.
It's foam that's on fire.
I thought it was like, is it some kind of like super hot foam that like can burn things or what?
That is.
No.
What was that?
It said bee genocide forever.
Oh.
I kind of wish there was a picture of the bee cloud.
That sounds pretty cool.
That would be awesome.
You could probably find one somewhere. Someone just post it on Facebook or something. Then it'll probably end up somewhere else. You'll probably find it. That's what I'm going to do now.
So, yeah, they killed most of the bees. There's still a bunch of bees left because it's hard to kill 14 million bees.
Well,
and then shall be exterminated.
Well, at least they had a honey flavored road. I'd be very proud of a honey flavored road.
I'd be worried of bears showing up on the road.
Just sitting there looking at the ground. Just.
So you go from 14 million bees to having 500 angry bears.
That'd be
awesome.
I think that'd be worse.
That'd
be awesome.
No, like once you get rid of all of the bees, then the bears show up.
And then how do you get rid of bears? I don't know how to get rid of a bear besides shoot it.
Daleks. He's shooting it, Daleks.
Shoot it with a Dalek.
No, the how do you get rid of shoot it. One Dalek makes every Cyberman. It's a proven fact.
So yeah, I found that instead of the yogurt one. And Tony, this one doesn't involve death.
I was actually gonna comment on that. Good job, congratulations.
It involves the death of
Oh well, yeah.
Oh yeah, that does definitely involve death.
That has more death than any of his news stories prior.
There's
mass bee death.
Holocaust.
Well, I guess there is death in there, but it's not a person death.
And Dylan, want to know the worst part?
What?
This one also has to do with bears.
He connects
Everything connects.
Embarrassingly, this story is just like the others.
This story might be just like the others.
There's always still a way to turn puns into it. I had to
say something. You mean turn it's it awesome. into puns, or?
Yeah, you know what I mean. You know what I mean. It's been a long day.
A long day.
Long, it has been a long day.
I worked inside all day. It was boring. I cleaned, because there was nothing else to do.
Don't mind me. I'm exterminating the bees.
Oh, okay.
Good job.
It's going to take including all of these sound effects. All right. Well, I almost shot now me. What?
What do we do next?
Like how Dylan doesn't know.
I know even less, and I've only been here for 3 episodes.
Tony. We do that excellent and abhorrent, but yeah. I don't know who's going for. Don't have one. Wait, I had one, but I don't remember what it was now.
Tony, you go.
Okay. Excellent and abhorrent. Okay. Okay. So, for those of you just joining us for our 10th episode, for whatever reason, the excellent and abhorrent is basically a good, the bad, and the ugly type thing, except there's no bad. It's just the good and the ugly. But basically, yeah, we talk about things that happened to us recently or, you know, just things in our lives that are good and crappy. One thing each for each person. But enough explanation. I'm going to go ahead and just do it. My excellent would have to be getting my Xbox and, by extension, playing Fallout 3, amongst other games.
Force is better because you yell at the cars that are computers, mind
you. Oh, yes.
And you never see their faces.
Black, stop ramming me off the road.
That's like the entire time he plays Forza. Yellow, yellow, you better not do that.
Red, I will destroy you.
I will end you.
Damn it, now I'm thinking about how the computer players drive in Halo. Cat, stop running me over.
They don't drive well.
They drive you off cliffs. They run into you. So many clips. So much evidence.
We're not retreating. We're advancing in a different direction.
I finally got enough money to get the new Xbox because my old Xbox broke back in January, which was very upsetting for me for the longest time.
Wait. Point out, how old was that Xbox?
That Xbox was about 4 years old or so, I want to say.
Yeah, an incredible Xbox. That thing should be, like, cremated and put in a museum.
Yeah, it was actually a special edition Halo 3 Xbox, so that was nice.
Ah!
But now I got the new Slim model Xbox, 250 gigabytes. It's nice. My old one only had, like, 20 gigs, so this is extremely lovely.
He got confused when he came up.
I was waiting for you. I was waiting for it.
I heard you, and I had to quick open up.
You have to have it right there. Just keep it right there.
I push button.
Well, what were you saying, Matt?
I said how you reacted when you saw how big my hard drive was for my Xbox. You were like,
that's
what?
Awkward.
Yeah.
I'm concerned.
My abhorrent, on the other hand, is that. No. My abhorrent would have to be lack of money as a result of buying an Xbox. Because I have no money for food, but then again, I can't drive to places anyway and buy food. So I'm actually switching it I'm switching it to being hungry.
Eat yogurt.
No.
Only the free samples, Tony. Only the free samples.
By the way, I just got a message from someone. He said, add me to the podcast. It's time to open a can of fuck.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Not till after this.
Yeah, wait till after this.
Okay. Okay, so let's speed run through this.
Okay.
I'll go. Excellent is wafer cookies. Those strawberry and vanilla and chocolate ones.
Most definitely. Those
I'm telling delicious. Him I'll get them in like 5 minutes. Is that good?
Okay, yeah, quickly. Abhorrent is the amount of time it takes to open the Yogscast soundboard app. It takes way too long because I couldn't get...
Aw, oh, too bad for you, man.
I can't believe doing this again.
Right, there we are. We're in the room.
Why are you so bad?
Hooray!
Okay, somebody next else person.
Go. All right, Dylan, go. My excellent is, since I can't remember my original one, is you coming over again this weekend and hanging out. And
I'm
then,
just excellent.
Then my abhorrent would be me not remembering what happened in this past week and what my original excellent was.
Dylan, I'm sorry, but both of those sound really homosexual.
Take it how you want.
Okay, Connor, I put my phone down. You put yours down.
You gotta put the one on. Oh, come on. Don't put it down. I like this one.
All right.
Okay. One who hasn't gone, or is it just me?
I haven't.
Okay.
Go.
The two guests.
Me go?
Okay, you go.
Okay. My excellent was I got the new Gravity Smart, and it's just so much fun.
Oh, phone. Yeah, okay. That was
confused.
I know, me too.
It's a phone. It's a phone with Android, and I got really happy.
But you, like, upgraded your gravity.
That's not
good. From the gravity wand. I've got smart gravity now, Connor. You know, I can float.
All right, shut up.
Then,
hey, Matt, weren't we thinking about briefly making gravity an element?
Yes, we were. Yes. And maybe I did upgrade my gravity from one to smart. There we go. There's my element. And my abhorrent, I have to say, would be how yesterday at my friend's grad party, I had to put up with two groups of people that both cannot at all communicate with each other.
Oh, God.
So
that sounds like fun.
Just communicating with me. So it's like I'm kind of the odd man out that's not with either group, and I try and get both to mingle, and nothing happens.
Good job.
Yeah, then, yeah, don't try to do that.
Yep.
That sounds, yeah. Sounds
all right,
exciting.
Justin, go.
Okay.
Go.
Okay. All right, so my excellent would probably have to be, I picked up Amnesia this last week. Amnesia the Dark Descent, if you haven't heard of it, it's a great game.
Tony played it.
You had?
Tony was very scared.
Wait, what happened?
Amnesia.
I got Amnesia the Dark Descent.
Ooh.
Yeah, scary game. Oh my god! I can only play like an hour at a time before I need to like change my pants or something. All right, and then my abhorrent would probably have to be the lack of money that I've had due to the fact that I dropped $300 on a 3DS and game. Yeah, it's totally worth it, but it really sucks the fact that I have no money.
Okay, wait.
It was worth it.
Can we negate anyone's argument that their abhorrent is that they lost money spending it on something awesome? You have to come up with something new. Tony came up with hunger. You have to change yours.
Okay, fine. Okay. I did yard work today, and it sucked.
There you go.
That's a decent one.
It's better, but...
Something I'd say.
Don't laugh. I mean, it was bad. It was...
I'm complaining.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, Christ.
Die!
Yes!
Mortals!
Stop!
It's on.
Greetings.
Greetings.
Welcome back.
Any longtime listeners, you will recognize this guy.
It's yeah, Lord none Z, of them. Joey Z, or what the fuck ever. What's popping?
The sky.
Oh my, God.
Oh my. So, yeah, things are about to get a lot more interesting.
It's great.
Probably not. I don't even know why I fucking came here. I'm not in a good mood at all. Like, I thought about it after I said it, and I was like, why did I ask to fucking go in there? I don't have anything to talk about. I'm too fucking depressed. I don't want to be here. I don't even want to be alive. What am I doing?
I'm sorry.
I don't know. But whatever. I'm already here. I might as well stick around. Because what else am I going to do? Sit in the dark and cry over a bottle of Jack Daniels? No. Yes. I'm not Epic Mealtime. I don't have I don't have YouTube money.
What do you have? You have different money. You have performing on stage money.
Wait, wait, there's someone here who actually has money?
I don't get fucking money.
You should get money.
Are you kidding?
You should get money.
You know how much money I've made off of music? Like negative dollars. I don't even know how negative it is. I just know that it goes somewhere into the
Dylan
negative.
Talk so your mic doesn't pick up on
it. La la la.
Like fucking Orlando. I just like a fucking week ago now, less than a week ago, I flew back home from fucking Orlando. I went down there and I played at Nerdapalooza and shit. And like I didn't get paid jack shit for that. My band, we sold fucking $200 in merch. Out of the day we played fucking Friday. We played at the pre-party. We sold the most merch that day. We sold $200. You know how much of that I got? None of it.
Oh, what?
I didn't even give a shit. I wasn't even bitching about it. Because we kind of cheated. Because we have things that aren't even related to our band. And we sell them and people buy them. I don't know what the ratio was of things related to our band. Like... of things we sold. I have no idea. I didn't ask because I don't give a shit. God damn it.
So you were just selling random things and then occasionally you'd sell
They make like you ever seen like those fucking bead sprites? Like they take beads and they make it into like fucking like video game sprites and shit.
Yeah.
I do that.
Like, yeah, my bandmates fucking do those. Like we had like a fucking billion of them. So we took them over there and we sold them and like people bought the hell out of them. And like, I know at least one guy bought one of our posters cause he asked me to sign it. And this is actually a funny story. I go down to fucking Nerdapalooza and I play my set and shit. And basically after the set, hang on, I'm going to do that thing where I stop talking for 5 seconds cause I have to write a text message. It's going to be the best. So someone fill in the blank, like, make up a song or some shit while I write a text message.
That's Tony's area of expertise. He has a song with one line in it.
Bloop, bloop.
My
bloop,
guitar is all the bloop, way on the other side bloop, of the room, though.
Bloop.
Oh.
Bloop, bloop.
I guess Matt's taking over.
I gave you a beat. What? What? You didn't do anything with it. Thanks a lot, Tony.
You're welcome.
Okay, that was good enough. You guys did a fantastically bad job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyway,
I played myself in that.
So I play the set, and I was playing. I wasn't playing as like me myself. I was playing with my band, the fucking Side Quest. And like, if you don't know about the Side Quest, basically, I give the least fucks about the band out of everyone in the band because it's not really my band. I'm just there to rap better than them and look good. And like I write most of the lyrics, but nobody knows that. Like I don't know, but I don't really give a shit about it. I'm just kind of there and I do my thing. So we get up on stage and shit, and actually they were like, come on, we're about to go on, so let's just fucking walk over there. And I figured I was gonna get up there, and I pick up the mic and I'm like, hey everybody, and I'm like talking and shit, and I look over at Sean waiting for him to start the music, and he doesn't fucking do anything. Apparently we had to wait for something before we could fucking do it. Like they had to go grab something before we could start. So for about 5 minutes I'm just standing on stage without the music starting, just like fucking talking and shit because I don't know what else to do, because I mean I'm already up there, I'm not gonna get back down. That doesn't make sense. So I'm just kind of like pacing back and forth talking and shit, and people thought I was hilarious because they're dumb. And like,
yeah,
fucking like eventually the music starts and shit. And in that band, I out of our show, I have the least fucking lines in the whole show. Like I rap the least out of everybody. But for some reason they were like, you know where you should stand around on the stage, Joey? In the fucking middle. And, like, that's where I was. I was in the middle of the fucking stage, and I spent most of the show, like, fucking standing up on the monitors and shit, like, over everybody. And, like, I realized that I'm, like, the only fucking member of the band who has stage presence because I'm the only one who fucking talks between songs. And, like, it's not, like, fucking, like, okay, I also introduced us as the ugliest band at Nerdapalooza, but I introduced the principle of calling us small, medium, and large. Because Sean, like, he's skinny and he's tiny. And then, like, Ray, he's, like, a big dude and shit. And I'm about right in the middle of them. So I would call, like, when they didn't realize, a lot of people, like, they'd want to fucking talk to us, but they didn't, like, remember our names. And they'd be like, what's the one guy's name? I was like, you mean small or large? I was like, I'm medium. So I was referring to the whole band as just small, medium, and large. And that's how I'd figure out who people wanted. I'd be like, do you want small or large? Because I'm medium. I'm here. And like Ray, the large Ray, his stage presence consists of I call it the action figure because he basically just has a different like a bunch of different poses of standing still. Like he doesn't really move anywhere. He just kind of alters his standing position in the same spot. And Sean, he's very bouncy. Like he pretty much just bounces around constantly when he raps. And like the thing is he apparently after like one song he was feeling really sick because they were bitching at me the entire day. They were like because I hadn't played any of those songs or even listened to them in a month and a half. So like they're all just like, don't drop lines, Joey. And I was like, don't worry, I got this. I fucking wrote all of your lines. You think I don't remember mine? I remember most of yours. So they were bitching about it all day. So I forget what song we're playing, but I look over at Sean and like we have a fucking like projector up and it like has videos and shit on it when we play and it has like the lyrics on it and shit. And I see Sean fucking reading off the projector and he like dropped a line at some point. So between one of the songs, there's like these little intermissions between songs that like it, cause there's like a whole story and shit that I don't really know much about because I don't care about it. I just know I'm the villain. Spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Oh wait, damn it, I have a sound for that.
But fucking yeah, so like between the fucking things it'll like play like these little intermission songs and it'll like have a bunch of text about the story and shit, and I'm supposed to read that text to everybody but I don't. I just tell jokes instead. But I between one of the songs, after I saw him like reading and he dropped a line and shit, I started making fun of him. And like I made everybody like we played to about 150 people and I made all of them scream, fuck you, Sean. Like he comes over and he like whispers to me, like he didn't say into his mic, he like comes whispering, he's like, dude, I feel like shit right now. And, like, see, when I'm holding a mic, I have this tendency to forget I'm holding the mic and that it makes me louder. And I speak into it constantly, even if I'm talking to the person right next to me. So I just, the way I go, I don't give a fuck. And then because I didn't give a shit. You yelled at me all day to remember lines, and you're reading off the thing and dropping lines. Fuck you. You deserve this. So then we start playing, like, another song. And I look over, and he's just laying on the ground behind the monitors. And I'm like, oh, maybe I should make fun of him a little less. I didn't, but I thought that split second.
And, considering it helps.
So, basically, the other guy who, like, the other thing is, he has the most lines in the show. Like, he raps pretty much constantly. Like, most songs, he's the main person rapping the whole time. So he's fucking laid out. The dude with the most lines is fucking, like, dying. And, like, the dude with the fucking least lines is standing in the middle of the stage with his, like, fucking foot up on the monitors, like, commanding the fucking crowd. And, like, basically, everyone was so sure that the band was mine, and I'd go so fucking nuts when I was actually rapping that pretty much every time I rapped, they would just fucking explode. Like, they'd go nuts every time I fucking opened my mouth because it would just get fucking crazy. And after that, like, we play the set and everything. I get off stage, and people are just like, that was awesome. You are hilarious. I like your song about Darkwing Duck. And I'm like, I know. And
I saw your post on Facebook where you were like, people from Nerdapalooza, go to my page. We have Darkwing Duck on there. You liked that one.
Yeah, that's the thing. We played Darkwing Duck during our set because we had an extra slot, and they were like, well, Joey, just fucking pick whatever song you want to play. And I always pick Darkwing Duck because Darkwing Duck's the best fucking song ever. So I picked Darkwing Duck, and it's funny because most compliments that I received on the show, everybody would be like, dude, Darkwing Duck was awesome. And I thought it was hilarious because, like, that's the only non-side quest song in our set, and that's the one that everybody loves. So, like, basically, they're all coming up and complimenting my song, and they're, like, asking me, like, questions about the band, and, like, they started coming to me for interviews. Like, I was getting interviewed and shit nice. By people that were important. And the thing is, I would always, like, we got a G4 interview.
What?
That's the thing.
Nice. Yeah,
we got a G4 really? Interview, and you know what's really funny about it? I didn't go to it. I didn't show up to it.
Oh.
Because, no, don't say, oh, I did, like, it wasn't like I didn't show up to it because I couldn't. Like, I knew it was happening, but right. I just didn't go because I didn't give a shit. Like, I was watching Mega Ran, god damn it. I don't have time to go talk to G4 for an interview that's probably not going to fucking go anywhere. So I didn't. I was just like, I'm in the middle of Mega Ran's set, and he fucking calls me. He's like, oh, dude, the G4 interview. I'm like, yep. And I just hung up on him. And I never went because it wasn't important to me. And nothing's going to happen with it. I don't give a shit if something does happen with it because that isn't important to me. But I mean, they kind of like to fucking keep me out of interviews, the band does, because I talk louder than them and I only give wrong answers. But so anyway, now people, like, they're used to, like, having control over me because they can just not tell me about an interview. Like, I don't know if you guys have heard of the Nerdy Show, but they're, like, the biggest fucking nerdy podcast on the internet. Like, they're fucking, like, as far as podcasts go, they're the biggest one I know. Like, they're one of the only ones that's really relevant anymore because nobody gives a shit about podcasts these days. But
makes us feel good.
Yeah, exactly.
It's true, though.
No, it's definitely true. No one gives a fuck about podcasts anymore. Like, but, yeah, the Nerdy Show, like, they're one of the only podcasts I know that's, like, still got a big following and shit. We had an interview on there. I wasn't in that interview, and it was funny because the guys, like, from the Nerdy Show, they're, like, partly they have, like, one of the people from the Nerdy Show, like, he runs Nerdapalooza. So the guys from the Nerdy Show were there, and they come to me, and they're like, dude, the side quest, like, what happened to, like, this thing we're supposed to do or whatever? Are we going to do that? And I'm like, I don't even know what that is. I was like, I wasn't even in that interview. Like, they're asking me questions about, like, things that happened in the interview because I think they thought I was Sean. And I'm like, I wasn't even in that interview. Like, I didn't even listen to it because I didn't care. Like, I have no idea what you guys are talking about. Like, apparently we're doing some kind of showcase thing. What? I don't know. And this other dude, he comes up and tries to interview me about the band. He's like, ask me all these questions. And pretty much every single question, I'm like, I don't know. I could go get Sean. He probably knows. Like, some girl, she asked me if we had songs up for download online. I didn't know the answer. I was like, maybe go on YouTube. I know we're there. It was fucking stupid. Oh, my God.
Oh, fun.
But anyway, so everybody was under the impression that it was my band because I was like the one who was commanding and shit. And they were coming to me for answers, which I have none of. But anyway, some guy, he bought one of our posters, and he wanted me to sign it. I was like, I'm going to go get the rest of the dudes in the band. Now, I've never signed anything before Nerdapalooza. In Nerdapalooza, like, I signed so much fucking shit over there, it's ridiculous. But before that, I had never signed anything. Like, I didn't have a signature. The thing is, like, Sean and Ray, they're smart. They fucking thought about this beforehand. And, like, they had cool signatures and shit, like, with their stage name and everything. Like, they had these big, immaculate, cursive signatures. And then the guy hands me the poster and the Sharpie, and I put it up against the wall, and I go to sign it, and I just kind of stop. Because I realize I don't have a fucking signature. Like, I don't know how to sign this. So I stand there for a second, and I'm trying to figure out, I'm like, what do I do? Like, I'm not going to just fucking pretend I still know how to write in cursive. I don't. Like, I couldn't figure out what the fuck I was supposed to do. So what I did was I literally just wrote Joey in print, and then I put a Z next to it. And that was my signature. For fucking nerd, anybody can fucking forge my signature. It was kindergartner status. Like, anybody could have written my name on anything, and you would never know that I didn't write it there. Like, I literally just wrote it in fucking print. There was nothing fancy to it. The Z looked different every time because I didn't pay attention. Like, I would just kind of write something that looked like a Z. I don't even know how a Z is hard to make look like a Z, but somehow I fucked that up, just like I fucked most things up.
So you're Joey 2?
Maybe. There's probably one dude who, like, there was some kid who was, like, 12 years old, and he brought a fucking Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles NES cartridge for, like, every band to sign. And fucking Mad Hatter from Scrub Club, he fucking brings it to me, and he asked me to fucking sign it. Like, I'm pretty sure that kid, when he got that cartridge back, he probably didn't know who the fuck I was. Like, he probably looked at it and he went, who's Joey 2? And he went looking around the fucking cartridge thinking, oh, what the fuck? I got ripped off. I only got Joey 2. How come I didn't get Joey 1? Wait, Swallow is Joey 1. God damn it. There was also a... There was a running curse for a while where, like, you guys know the Adventures of Dwayne and Brando and shit.
Yeah.
Tony has made sure that I know about that.
Yeah, everybody knows the fucking Mega Man 2 and that shitty song or whatever. But anyway, so, like, Dwayne, like, they broke up, spoilers, they broke up. Long time
I
ago.
Haven't that part yet, man.
It's so funny because some people literally like actually didn't find out until like a month ago that they broke up. I don't even know how. It's been like a year.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I'm good friends with Dwayne. Brandon hates me, but he's a douche, so whatever. And so Dwayne and Brandon were both at Nerdapalooza. And Brandon threatened to kick my ass a billion times, like, if he saw me at Nerda, and I wasn't scared because he's a pussy. But I'll get to the Brandon stories later because there's funny stories with that. But basically, there was a curse for a while where me and Dwayne, like, when one of us walked away, the other one would show up. We didn't see each other for, like, an hour after he showed up because, like, every single time one of us would walk away, the other would show up. So then they started to think that we were the same person. Because we were never ever in the same room as each other.
That's until we were awesome.
Each other. Because then I saw him and I was like, you talentless bitch. And like, it was funny because the first day he was really sick. And his fucking, like, his voice, he didn't want to talk the first day because he had to play the next day. So, like, he didn't want to fuck up his voice. So he wasn't doing any talking. Basically, I could make fun of him as much as I want, and he couldn't fight back because he couldn't yell. And he could barely even talk. Like, I'd make fun of him, and he just wouldn't even say anything. Like, he'd say, like, a sentence, and that'd be it. And he'd whisper it. It was the best. Because then while we were on stage, I saw him. He walked in, and I stopped what I was doing, and I yelled, fuck you, Dwayne! Like, I tried to get everybody else to yell, fuck you, Dwayne. It was funny because only, like, 3 dudes did it. And I couldn't stop laughing. I was like, you see how powerful I am, Dwayne? Anyway, so fucking Brandon shows up. And, like, I didn't have any, like, I actually, one of the questions I was asked the most was, like, what are you going to do to Brandon this weekend? And I was like, nothing. I don't give a shit that he's here. Like, I don't plan on doing anything. But I see him, and I was walking up to somebody else who, like, happened to know him. I didn't realize he was there until I was over there. But, like, then I noticed I'm standing right next to him. So I was just like, oh, hey, Brandon, what's up? And at first, like, the first couple of times we were, like, around each other or in the same conversational circle, he would be really awkward. And he, like, wouldn't say anything. And he'd, like, look kind of angry. But eventually we kind of got used to each other being around. And, like, he would wave to me and I'd wave to him. And then, like, I was like, hey, we hate each other. Let's take a picture together so the internet will think it's hilarious. So we did. And it was funny. But that's pretty much all that happened with him. You know what's funny? His set didn't go over well at all. Huh. Like, it was really kind of weird. No one, like, gave a shit that he was there. He had a smaller crowd than we did, and we played pre-party. He played on Sunday, like, with a prime fucking time slot, too. He played at, like, fucking 6:30 on Sunday, right before, like, all the headlining bands were starting. Like, his fucking spot was perfect, but, like, he had a smaller crowd than we did. And, like, the thing is, by the end of his fucking set, that crowd was cut in half because everybody was walking out. Like, there was a dude with a big camera who was, like, filming sets. He walked out on Brandon's set because it wasn't important enough to keep
filming. We just hit the hour mark.
Like, what? Oh, wait. Oh.
It was fucking crazy.
An hour. Joey, you've been talking for, like, 20 minutes straight.
Happens a lot.
No, that surprises you?
It's awesome.
But, I don't know. I had a great time in Orlando.
I guess our second topic is Nerdapalooza.
I guess so. Nerdapalooza is fucking awesome. Like, if you care about fucking nerdy, stupid music, like, well, basically, if you care about shitty music, go to fucking Orlando, because that's where it's all at. We come there once a year and fuck up a hotel or three.
Or three?
Not two.
Okay, fucking... It happened at the fucking Orlando Airport Marriott. Like, that's where they have Nerdapalooza, because that place is, like, it's, like, a fucking hotel, and it's also, like, a convention center, sort of. It's not really a convention center. It just has two big ballrooms.
Oh, that, like, that's so
weird. Like,
I'm guessing that one got filled up, so you knew people at two other hotels?
Well, there was space at the fucking Marriott. Because, like, that's where a lot of people stayed, and, like, some bands, like, they would get, like, these special deals to stay there and shit. Since, you know, they were performing, and it was, like, that weekend, they would get, like, this deal on a room and shit. And, I mean, it'd be convenient to stay there because, like, fuck, you basically never have to leave that hotel. Like, the fucking, like, Nerdapalooza is happening at your hotel. When you want to go to your room, you just fucking walk over to the elevator, go up to your room, and then you come back down. It's not a long trip. But the thing is, that hotel, it's like there's like a circle of hotels right there. There's like six hotels. That's all it is. It's just like this little circle of hotels. So we stayed at the Ramada, which was like a 3-minute walk away. And I don't know. There was all these other hotels. I don't know anybody else who stayed at any hotel other than the Ramada or the Marriott. I mean, and the thing is, I don't even know, other than Dwayne and like Steffo and all of those guys, like, they were the only other people besides us that stayed at the Ramada. But, like, we were going to stay at the Marriott, but they tried to do some weird shit to us, I guess. Like, they wanted to – every night they were going to charge us a different rate. And every night, like, we would have to check out at noon and then check back into another room at 3, like, every day. And there would be a different price every night. Like, that was the most nonsensical shit that has ever been shitted on. I wasn't there for it happening, so, like, but that's what I was told.
That's the weirdest setup.
Yeah, I have no clue, like, what the fuck that was about, but that's what happened, apparently. So we just stayed over at the Ramada. But, I don't know. Nerdapalooza is crazy. Everyone should go to it. It's a fantastic time. You get to meet all sorts of cool, like, performers and shit that are importanter than you. Because they have a microphone and stand on an elevated platform. And
elevated platform.
Elevators.
It was a cool time. I mean, the Proto Men were there, and like that was like hell. I was like hella fangirling and shit because I'm like backstage with the Proto Men in the green room and shit, and like watching them practice and get ready. And like they're like my fucking favorite band ever. And then the lead singer fucking Panther, I fucking called my girlfriend and I fucking had Panther talk to her, and he was like, I'm calling you to let you know that you've been sold to the Proto Men. And it was hilarious. And I don't know, I wish I was back in Orlando, because ever since I've come back home, everything has been shit. It has been terrible ever since I got home.
You could go, like, live as a hobo in Orlando.
I would. I fucking miss everybody from Orlando. I miss it so much. Like, god damn it, I wish I was back in Orlando.
All right, we've hit, like, We're a little bit over, but it was worth it.
I love how this is more
or less...
It's
episode 10.
It's episode...
It's not so much a topic of conversation as it is a topic of lecture.
Yeah, a little bit.
That's what happens when you get Joey.
That's awesome.
The topic, you pay for him talking.
It's, it's also why he was only half of, like, he was only part of it. Although, yeah. You also came in late, so.
Yeah, if you brought me in from the beginning, I probably would have been talking the whole time. Yeah. I don't really even know what I would talk about, because what the fuck?
Connor.
That's a good way to get attention, I guess.
What the fuck? God damn it.
All right. So, Tony.
Okay. So, guys, listeners, whether the first half or second half of the episode was better, that's up to you.
Are we having a poll now?
We might as well.
Raise your hands.
Wait, a friend of mine has one quick thing to say before you close.
What's up?
Connor will be exterminated.
Ah, fudge.
Fail.
Yep, fail. Let's retry that.
Connor will be exterminated next week.
Why? See, there we go. That worked.
That's not nice.
So I guess no writhing for wings next week until we manage to revive
him. We'll go on without him.
Oh, okay.
I'll replace Connor.
Replace Connor with Matt. Nobody will notice.
They won't.
Replace Tony with Tony. Nobody will notice.
Connor died and regenerated as Matt.
Okay.
Replace me with the tree and it's the same thing.
All right, Tony.
Okay, so thank you once again for sticking with us, guys, if you have. This has been the 10th episode special extravaganza bonanza guy thing of Writhing for Wings. So, signing out, I am Tony the Batosai, Link Dude, Ganon the Dark Connor, Clownlin, Zelda the Ganon. No.
You're running out of ideas here.
I said Zelda the Ganon, I meant Zelda the Dalek. Tingle, and returning Lord Z.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Ooh.
So.
Woo!
Rest in peace. Rest in peace, Amy. Writhing for Wings, out.
She died as she lived, high as fuck.